வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of July, 1974, in Chicago, Illinois.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Namaste Purusham Hua. You cannot pronounce?
Namaste Purusham Hua.
Adam Isaram Prakriti Param.
Adam Isaram Prakriti Param.
Alaksham.
Alaksham.
Sarva Bhutanam.
Sarva Bhutanam.
Antar.
Antar.
Bahi.
Bahi.
Avasthitam.
Avasthitam.
This is a prayer offered by Kunti to Krishna after finishing the battle of Kurukshetra, when Krishna was leaving for his own kingdom, Dwarka. At that time, he went to take blessings from Kunti. Kunti happened to be Krishna's aunt, father's sister. So he went to take leave from aunt. At that time, Kunti offered this prayer. Kunti, although she knew that Krishna is her nephew, brother's son, but still she knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna comes here as ordinary human being, but the purpose is to re-establish the principles of religion as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskita. Jada jada hi dharma sagrani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijam hum. Anything, ishavasamidam sam, anything whatever you see, that is God's property, Krishna's property. So, as the owner sometimes goes to visit his property or to see things that management is going on nicely. So, everything belongs to God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Loka Maheswaram Bhoktaram Jagatam Sam Sarva Loka Maheswaram Sridam Sarva Bhutanam Jnata Maam Shanti Mitshati. This is the mistake of the modern world. Not only modern, this is the mistake of the material world. They do not know that everything belongs to God. That's a fact. We fight, this is my land, this is your land. But fighting, we die, and the land is there. The land does not go with the fighters. They fight amongst themselves. This is my land, this is my land. But the land remains, and the persons fighting, they go away. This is the point. But still we do not understand that the land does not belong to either you or to me. It belongs to Krishna. So anyway, just to establish, to remind them, Krishna comes. So that any land does not belong to you. Bhoktaram, I am the Indian. Sarva Loka Maheswaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets. That's a fact. So, Kunti knew it, that we fought the battle of Kurukshetra, but actually Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Therefore she is offering her prayer, Namasse Purusham Tva. You are Purusham. Purusham means the angel. Krishna is not addressed as a female. Just like there are, not in your country, in India, there are many devotees of Durga. They take Durga as the supreme. Durga is supreme, the supreme power and energy within this material world, the supreme energy, that is external energy, that is called Durga. Durga means very difficult to overcome. Everyone is trying to overcome the difficulties of this material world. But it is very, very difficult. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Devi jisa gunamai mamo maya dhirattaya. You cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature. You cannot. This is our struggle for existence. Material nature is offering some difficulty and we are trying to overcome them. This is called struggle for existence. And this is going on life after life, any life, either human form of life or animal form of life, the struggle is there. There must be always anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgraha. Because we have accepted this material body or this material world, to accept this material world means to accept different types of material body. And so long you have got this material body, either you have got the body of a human being or an animal or a demigod, always there must be fearfulness, anxiety, because we have accepted something foreign. This material world is foreign to the living entity. The living entity is spiritual. So his actual residence is in the spiritual world. But somehow or other he has come in contact with this material world, therefore he is suffering. Threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivi, he must suffer. Therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is to get the living entity relieved from this material miserable condition of life and take him back to home, back to Godhead. That is also Krishna's mission. Krishna also came to impress that this is not your place. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. You are creating so many plans to live here very peacefully, but that is not possible. Therefore, you give up all this nonsense prayer, just come to me, surrender to me, and I shall give you protection, because he is the father. Father wants that the nonsense sons, they want to live independently, but he has no such means, therefore father comes to invite, come back. Sarva dharma, vitarāga bhaya krodha. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So Kunti knew it. Therefore, although Krishna was present before her as a nephew, aunt is respectable, Krishna came to offer his respect of obeisances before going home, but Kunti is offering respect to Krishna. Therefore, she is saying, Namaste, I offer my obediences unto you, Krishna. Why? Purushamutva, you are the supreme person. Therefore, I must offer my respect unto you. Namaste Purusham Tva Adyam. Adyam means original. Original person. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi. Anadi means who has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everything. That is Krishna. We have got experience that anything we, in our experience, it has got a beginning. Beginning. But Krishna is without beginning. And all others, they have got beginning. From Krishna, within this material world, from Krishna, Brahma, from Brahma, Narada, or many other demigods, then from demigods, we human beings, in this way we have increased. Brahma is the first created being within this universe and is created by Krishna. So they are taking account of this material, this universe. The Brahma is therefore called grandfather, meaning father of the past. But Krishna is the great-grandfather, the father of Brahmas. Therefore it is said, Adyam, the original person. Namaste Purusham Tva Adyam. What kind of Adyam? Isharam. Isharam means controller. Adyam Isharam, the original controller. Now, we have got experience about controlling. Suppose I am controlling this institution, Krishna consciousness movement. But that does not mean I am the original controller. Similarly, there are many, many big men, business magnates, controlling his factory, his office. But he is not original controller. He is controlled by the government. And the government is controlled by somebody, the people. In this way, you will see, in this world, there is one controller. Everyone is controller. If one has nothing to control, he keeps a dog to control. There is very good experience in your country. He has no children to control, no wife to control, keep a dog. So the controlling propensity is there, everywhere. But he is not supreme controller. So if you study that here is a controller controlling a dog, but he is controlled by his master, he is controlled by somebody, 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 in this way you will find that Brahma is the original controller of this universe, but he is also controlled by Krishna. Therefore, he is the original controller. And the original controller means God, who is not controlled by anyone. Within our experience we see that one is controller, but he is controlled by somebody else. But in this way, when you, if you can, you approach a person who is controller, but never controlled by others. That is God. Therefore here it is said, Namaste Purusham Tva Adyam Isharam. Then Adyam Isharam, how it is? The Prakite Para, beyond this material nature. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita this verse, Paratasmal Bhava Anya. There is another nature. Just like you are seeing within your vision, the big, horizon, and within this there are millions and millions of stars, suns and planets, we cannot account for, although we are seeing daily. But we have no such knowledge, we cannot account for that. We are so minute. Still, we are thinking, what is God? I am God. So, Krishna is not that kind of God, imaginary. He is real God. Therefore, He is prakriti paro. Prakriti means this cosmic manifestation beyond that. He is the creator of this God is creator of this cosmic manifestation. Therefore it is said prakriti. Prakriti means this material nature. Para, superior, beyond. Prakriti param, alaksham, but not visible. God is not visible to everyone. He is visible. Here is God. But those who are not developed the eyes to see God, they think here is a dog. And these foolish people are worshipping a dog. No. He is God, Krishna. His Krishna is called Archavigraha. Krishna agrees to accept your service. If you want to serve the universal form of God, that is not possible. Where you will get some big dress to cover Krishna? If he appears in his universal form. But he is so kind that he has come in a form because he is almighty, all-powerful. So whatever you can provide, you can dress Krishna, you can feed Krishna, you can decorate Krishna. It is his mercy to become handy for your service. This is called Archavigraha. So the devotional service is so nice that this example I have given many times, just like in front of your house, there is a small letter box, a red letter box. But if you put your letters within that box, it will go 10,000 miles. Therefore, it is post office. It is not a box, it is post office. The post office has kindly come before your door for your convenience, so that you can put your letters there and it will go to the destination. Similarly, this Archavigraha is just like that. Although Krishna is universal, still he has agreed to take your service, that you will accept it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. Krishna says, my devotee, with affection, jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Krishna is not hungry. Krishna has not come to you for accepting your offerings because he is hungry. No. He is not angry. He is self-complete. And in the spiritual world, he is sir. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sivamanam. He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddess of course. But Krishna is so kind. Because if you are seriously lover of Krishna, he is here to accept your patram pushpam, even you are the poorest of the poor, he will accept whatever you can collect. A little leaf, a little water, a little flower. Any part of the world, anybody can secure and offer to Krishna. Krishna, I have nothing to offer you, I am very poor. Please accept. Krishna will tell. Krishna says, tadham asnami, I eat. The main thing is bhakti, affection, love. So here it is said, alaksham. Krishna is not visible, God is not visible, but He is so kind that He has come before you visible to your material eyes. Krishna is not visible within this material world, material eyes. Just like Krishna's part and parcel, we are Krishna's part and parcel, all living entities. But we do not see each other. You cannot see me, I do not see you. No, I see you. What you see? You see my body. Then, when the soul is gone from the body, why you are crying? My father is gone. Why father is gone? Father is lying here. Then what you have seen? You have seen the dead body of your father, not your father. So if you cannot see the particle of Krishna, the soul, how you can see Krishna? Therefore, Shastra says, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navaved Grahyam Indriyam. This blunt material eyes. He cannot see Krishna or cannot hear Krishna's name. Namadi. Nam means name. Nam means name, form, quality, pastime. These things cannot be understood by your material blunt eyes or senses. But if they are purified, Sevan Mukhi Ijuhavu, if they are purified by the process of devotional service, you can see Krishna at all times and everywhere. But for ordinary person, alaksham, not visible. Krishna is everywhere, God is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanachayantarastham. So alaksham sarva-bhutanam. Although Krishna is outside and inside, both, still we cannot see Krishna unless we have got the eyes to see Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness moment is to open the eyes. How to see Krishna? And if you can see Krishna antarbahi, then your life is successful. Therefore Shastra says that antarbahi, antarbahi jadi Krishna, tabusata tatkim. Nantarbahi jadi hari, tabusata tatkim. Everyone is trying to become perfect. But the perfection means when one can see Krishna within and without, that is perfection. Arajita jadi hari sabusata tatkim. If you have been able to worship Krishna, then there is no need of any more austerities, penances, because to self-realize or to know God, there are so many processes, austerities, penances. Sometimes we go to the forest to see where is God. Right? There are different processes. But the Shastra says that actually, if you are worshipping Krishna, arādhita jadi hari, stavasāta tattvīṁ, then there is no more need of your undergoing severe penances and austerities. And nārādhita jadi hari, stavasāta tattvīṁ. And ultimately after going severe, undergoing severe austerities and penances, if you do not know what is Krishna, then what is the use? It is useless. Nārādhita jadi hari, stavasāta tattvīṁ. Antarbahi jadi hari stavasata tattvīṁ. Similarly, if you can see 24 hours Krishna within and without, then that is the end of all tapasya. So here Krishna says, here Kunti says, that although Krishna is within and without, because we haven't got the eyes to see him, alaksham, not visible. Just like Krishna was present in the battle of Kurukshetra, only the five Pandavas, just like and their mother Kunti, they could understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Lord. And few others. So even though Krishna was present, somebody took him as ordinary human being, abhijananti mahamura, manushin tanuvasana. Because he was very kind to the human society, he came personally. still, because they had no eyes to see him, they could not see. Therefore Kunti says, Alaksham, you are not visible. Although you are antarbahi, sarvabhutana, not that antarbahi of the devotee. Everyone's heart, Krishna is situated. Ishara sarvabhutana, riddhesha. Pointing out, riddhesha, here in the heart, Krishna is there. Now therefore, meditation, yoga principle is, how to find out Krishna within the heart. That is called meditation. So Krishna's position is always transcendental. If we accept this transcendental process, Krishna consciousness, regulative principle, and try to become free from sinful life, because you cannot see Krishna or understand Krishna while you are practicing all sinful activities, then it is not possible. Namam duskidunam mura prabhadante naradhana. Those who are duskritina. Kriti means merit, meritorious, but duskriti. But merit is applied for sinful activities. So, we therefore request our, this is not request, this is our, how may they say, rules and regulations, that one must be free from the sinful activities. The sinful activities, the four pillars of sinful life are illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and death. So our students are advised, not advised, they must follow, otherwise they will fall down. Because a sinful man cannot understand God. One side we should practice the regulative principles and the devotional process, another side we should avoid sinful activity. Then Krishna is present and you can talk with Krishna, you can deal with Krishna. Krishna is so kind. Just like Kunti is talking with Krishna as her nephew, similarly, you can talk with Krishna as your son, as your husband, as your lover, as your friend, as your master, as you like. So, I am very glad to see the Chicago temple. You are doing very nice, and the hall is also very nice. So go on with your service attitude and realize Krishna. Then your life will be successful. Thank you very much.